There was a Shakespearean actor who at the end of his show, he would recite Psalm 23. And there was always a standing ovation and a thunderous applause. And I just imagine in my mind that he would, you know, the Lord is my, and you know, and he would grab their attention. But one night after his performance, and he wanted to recite Psalm 23, a young man raised his hand and he said, "Would you mind tonight allowing me to read Psalm 23? And it was an unusual request, but the man thought to himself, you know, I've been doing this for years, and if he thinks he can get up here and recite Psalm 23 without getting scared, and sure, okay. So the young man got up, and he recited Psalm 23. There was no thunderous applause. There was no standing ovation. You could actually hear a pin drop. People were so moved to tears. And at the end, the actor asked the young man, he said, "Listen, I've been doing this for a long time. And they would always applaud and give me a standing ovation, but I've never been able to move people to tears. Tell me, what was your secret?" The young man thought it was an odd request, but he thought about it, and he says, "Sir, you know the psalm, but I know the shepherd." Amen? Sometimes we can recite it, but do you know the shepherd? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we stand in awe of you today. And we just want to thank you for being a great God. You sit high, but you look low, and you care about what goes on in our lives. Lord, hide this preacher behind the cross that your people might see you and not me. That they might hear you and not me. May every need be met today. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Today is All Saints Day. And November 1st is All Saints Day all around the world. That we would lift up the names, commemorate those who have gone on before us. And sometimes when we think about the saints, I know that there's a picture formulated in your mind of someone who's gone on. But those who've tried to live the best life that they could right in front of us. And so today we give pause to those folks to say thank you for their lives. Psalm 23 is really an interesting passage. It is so well known by so many who are not even religious. They seem to know Psalm 23. I'm told that Abraham Lincoln would recite it himself and would read it because it would calm his own blues. President Bush read it publicly right after 9/11 to calm the nation's fears and to let us know that we are truly in the hands of God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. A declarative statement. Is he your shepherd? And see, we got to make it possessive. He's my shepherd. He knows everything there is to know about Derek, and yet he still loves me. Somebody ought to say amen. He knows everything there is to know about you, and yet God still loves us. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? A declarative statement. The Lord is my shepherd. And then he says, I shall not want. David is older now. And he's reflecting upon what it meant to be a shepherd boy. You remember he took care of his father's flock. You remember before he fought Goliath, that's what he was doing. And remember how he had to convince King Saul? He says, look, when a bear came and tried to steal one of my little lambs, I took it out of the mouth of that bear and I killed it. And came and tried to snatch one of them, I struck that lion down. Here David is in his older age, and he's reminiscing, but he's reflecting upon the great shepherd. Y'all know who the great shepherd is. And David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. David remembers that sheep won't lie down if they're hungry. Usually when you see sheep standing up, they're hungry. But when you see them lying down, their stomachs are full. And David said, God's been good to me like that. He takes care of me. And David says, you know, everything that I need, God provides it, both physically and spiritually. He leads me beside the still waters. They won't drink next to a turbulent stream, but the still waters. And David is saying, God is good like that. He's good like that. He knows what I need, and he makes sure that I have everything that I need. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. I imagine that David is reminiscing upon those times that when he had to have his herd or his flock down in the valley, but it's always not the safest place. Sometimes animals are hiding behind the rocks, lurking, hiding in the caves. Sometimes if there's a flood and it rains too hard, it can cause problems trying to get the flock out of the valley. When I was in Bamako, Mali, West Africa, I became acquainted with a lot of shepherds and herdsmen. And you would notice that they were never too far away from the flock. How they would get up in the morning to take care of the flock, to make sure that the flock was safe and satisfied and nurtured. Anything that the flock needed, it was taken care of. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There was a substitute Sunday school teacher, and the substitute Sunday school teacher asked the class if there was anyone in the class who could recite Psalm 23. And a 4-year-old girl said, I could do it. 4 years old. Teacher said, you can recite Psalm 23? And the four-year-old said, yes, I can. She said, come on up to the front of the class. All right, go ahead and recite it. She stood up in front of the class. She says, the Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want. Amen. And maybe she got some things mixed up, but it's still profound. The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want. Isn't it powerful? Isn't it a powerful image? Now, is the Lord your shepherd? Is that all you stand in need of? You know what about being in that valley or that part of the scripture is because maybe this whole shepherd and sheep imagery doesn't work for you. You know, we don't live in a day and time where there's sheep and shepherds. But we know what danger is. We know what it's like to fear something. And I think about the times when we've experienced maybe death in the church, in the life of a family, and see how God can come close to us and minister to us. I can't tell you how many times I've read Psalms 23 in a church, at a gravesite, and can actually watch the countenance of a family change from fear to trust, from distress to trust. Something powerful about Psalm 23. And maybe David did a whole lot of stuff in his life that we may not want to talk about right now. But remember, the highest compliment was paid to David, a man after God's own heart. And maybe David gets this psalm right. Maybe it's David speaking to us through time, saying, trust him. He's got your back. He can take care of you. He is the great shepherd. He knows where the danger is coming. He'll take good care of you. He'll lead you to the green pastures. He'll get you through the dark times of the valley. Even he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Wow. Listen to what David is saying. It's poetic and sublime all at the same time. He'll anoint your head with oil. Your cup will run over. Everything that you need, God will provide. Now, I'm not adding to the scriptures, because I know the Bible says you can't add nor can you take away. But I want to summarize. Can I do that? So I want to make sure that you are right with that. Y'all all right with me summarizing? When I think of this Psalm 23, the Lord is the lover of my soul. Because God is the only one who can provide everything I need physically, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, behaviorally. He's the only one. I have a beautiful wife. She can walk with me, but she can't provide for all of my needs. Anybody know what I'm talking about? God is the only one who can do that. I had one friend who told me he was going through a troubled time in his marriage. And I said, what's going on? And he said, she doesn't make me happy anymore. I said, is that her job? The gift of marriage is that we get to walk alongside of each other. Happiness is an inside job. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You either happy or you not happy. You coupled with somebody else ain't going to make you happy. But God is the only one. He's the lover of my soul. I didn't know that at 19. But I'm so glad. I am so glad that I know that now. That he can provide for everything that I need. I thought about the song, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And it says, I am tired, I'm weak, and I'm warm. Precious Lord, take my hand. And then it says, to lead me home. I think the writer knew something about this song. And you've heard that song before. The writer knew that God would come and lead us home. The writer knew that even though he was tired and weak and worn, that God would lead him. Through the storms, through the night, lead me on to the light. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me home. How many of you know that song? Isn't it beautiful? That God will do it for us. That God will do it for us. Daniel, I want you to read from that Bible right here. Post the Psalm 23 one more time. And we're going to close out by saying it together, because it is a psalm that, if you don't know it by heart, this is one of those that you need to learn. When I was in the Pentecostal church for about 2 years, there was always, they called it scripture showers. And you had to stand up and quote a scripture. And I used to love when the pastor of the church would say, "And I don't want to hear Jesus wept." And then some of us would mumble under our breath, "But he did weep. The scripture says he did weep." But it is something about when we say this psalm together. Let's say it together.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside
the still waters.
He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness.
Even though I walk through the valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Amen. Would you take the hand of the person next to you? I don't know what you stand in need of, but God knows what you need. And whatever it is, you close your eyes and give it to him. Give it to him. He wants to take it. He's the good shepherd, and he hears our cries, and he knows what to do. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessing upon us. We thank you for being the good shepherd that knows how to feed us when we're hungry and know how to feed us when we're thirsty. Lord, you know how to protect us even when we're unaware. You do protect our going out and our coming in. You are a great God. Father, sometime we come to church and maybe our prayer is silent. We don't know what to pray for. We really don't know what to say and maybe even where to begin. But Lord, you can interpret our tears. You understand our moans and our groans. And you are the great provider that can provide a way out of no way. Pray that you might meet those needs. Father, I pray that if there's one today that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, and as the Good Shepherd, that they might find you in the pardon of their sins. And may they say this prayer: Lord, I need you. Come into my life. Give my life meaning and give my life purpose. I believe that you died for me and that you provided a way. I acknowledge the sin in my life and ask that you come and take up residency in my life. I give it all to you now. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.